William Morrow and Harper Audio present Queen of Diamonds, a novel by B.Z. Marsh. Performed by Rachel Atkins.
Prologue. London's Ragamuffins by Lady Dorothy Harcourt. London, 1900. They beg and dance for pennies outside West End theatres, selling bunches of wilted lavender in the summer, or hot chestnuts in the colder months, in their hand-me-down clothes, so tattered and torn. But who are they, these mysterious creatures who emerge from dark, winding alleyways and slip into the shadows when mischief is afoot? Where do they come from? My first attempt to find out more took me to the Seven Dials in Covent Garden, accompanied by my butler, who followed me at a safe distance. I had listened intently to gossip at Mayfair dinner parties, denouncing the area as Hell's Kitchen, a den of thieves. But I must confess, despite the obvious dangers, my interest was piqued. Late one afternoon, I entered the warren of orgia-filled narrow lanes, bordered by squalid tenements, in search of my subjects, rather like an intrepid explorer setting off into the jungle. Having been told to fear the inhabitants of the dials, the thief, the boorish labourer, the wily second-hand salesman, the brawling brats, and the loud, ill-dressed fallen women, my heartbeat quickened. But what I found was a way of life so honest in its poverty-stricken state that it was quite touching. Yes, people are poor, but haven't we had enough of paintings of pitiful mites with sad, sunken eyes, or half-starved mothers clasping tiny scraps of humanity to their withered bosoms? I saw beauty among the detritus, like flowers blossoming in a fertile soil which had yet to be tilled by decent society. I knew then I had to capture it all on canvas. My husband, Lord Wilberforce Harcourt, whose work you will almost certainly know from his exhibitions at the Royal Academy, has been kind enough to indulge my little hobby and provided me with the paints, easel, pencils, and paper needed to carry out my research. What, I wondered, as I perused the bustling street scene unfolding before me, of the other side of life, of happy poverty? The Royster-Doyster boys careering down the lane on their homemade carts, the girls skipping happily through the streets in torn pinafores, and the merry mothers bouncing ruddy-cheeked babies on ample hips as they gossip together. I spied some women snatching a few moments to attend to their piecework, peering through the cracked window panes of their tenement sculleries as their little ones ran amok. The children were not wretched or miserable. They were enjoying playing in the mud. That is the London I believe people want to see. And so, dear reader, that is why I set about creating my first compilation, which I share with you now in this book, very modestly, for I am no great artist. But, I humbly venture, I believe I have captured something of the spirit of the London of our day, the other side of life, that of the ordinary folk. And I would entreat you to entertain my folly a little longer as I share the secrets of how I, a mere baronet's daughter, captured them at work and play. My ragamuffins. Firstly, you must watch. Study them in their natural habitat, keeping your footman or butler at a discreet but reassuring distance can provide the necessary feeling of security you may need to take the first step into a neighbourhood more familiar to those below stairs. Over time, they will come to accept your presence, and a good supply of halfpennies in your pocket can go a long way to securing that first crucial contact with the underclass. A favourite spot of mine is near the fountain in Endell Street, a mere stone's throw from the workhouse. I have spent many hours observing them there, young children playing in the dirt or struggling to reach the cooling...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?